After graduation, he took the job for which he was destined, as an animator at Disney Studios. Except it didn't work out. Some of us younger guys wanted to bring Star Wars-level quality to the art of animation, but we were held in check, Lasseter recalled. I got disillusioned. Then I got caught in a feud between two bosses, and the head animation guy fired me. So in 1984, Ed Catmull and Alvy Ray Smith were able to recruit him to work where Star Wars-level quality was being defined, Lucasfilm. It was not certain that George Lucas, already worried about the cost of his computer division, would really approve of hiring a full-time animator, so Lasseter was given the title Interface Designer. After Jobs came into the scene, he and Lasseter began to share their passion for graphic design. I was the only guy at Pixar who was an artist, so I bonded with Steve over his design sense, Lasseter said. He was a gregarious, playful, and huggable man who wore flowery Hawaiian shirts, kept his office cluttered with vintage toys, and loved cheeseburgers. Jobs was a prickly, whip-thin vegetarian who favored austere and uncluttered surroundings. But they were actually well-suited for each other. Lasseter was an artist, so Jobs treated him deferentially, and Lasseter viewed Jobs correctly as a patron who could appreciate artistry and knew how it could be interwoven with technology and commerce.